We're up to Perek Gimel. We're up to Pasuk Yud Beis. Okay, Perek Gimel, Pasuk Yud Beis. Yodati. Okay, Perek Gimel, Pasuk Yud Beis. Good morning. I'm well aware that there is no toiv, there is no benefit bum. What does bum mean? We'll see in a moment. The only benefit man has in this world, we'll learn simply bum, to live in this world is, again, it's pasuk yud beis, ki ein toiv bum kim l'smoyach, to be happy, v'lasois toiv b'chayav, and to do good in his lifetime. So the Mefarshim explains simcha means internal simcha, be happy with yourself, and use this lifetime as an opportunity to bestow goodness to others, to do chesed with others. Let's see the mitzudos of it. Pasuk Yud Beis Yodati V'Ani Ani Hine Hiskalti Lodas Darkei Olam V'Soy Aloy Sav. I have been wise, I have investigated to understand the way of the world and all of its secrets. I've reached the final conclusion. There's no greater good and happiness. A person whose derech is to be happy, and to bestow goodness to other people. This makes a person happy. It's very bizarre. You would think that being happy means to take. Right? If you ask a person who doesn't really understand the way the world works, you would think that the ultimate happiness comes when someone gives you, get a free gift, when you win the lottery. But we all know that's foolish. The greatest simcha is in giving. The hana a person has is to give. People have children. What's the hana? The hana is to give. The more you give, the happier you are. Of course, the recipient has to appreciate it. If the recipient doesn't appreciate it, then obviously that's not very pleasant. But the goal is to give. And that's what makes a person happy. The two parts, being happy happy with yourself and being happy in giving others. Let's see Rashi. Pasuk Yud Beis. Rashi says, Yodati atanel hoil v'nelam esab. Rashi is following his theme. Rashi is going back to the previous pasuk where he translated derech drush that the word ho'olam means nelam, hidden. If we go back to pasuk Yud Aleph, Hesakol Asoyaf Avito Yeskam Es Ha'olam Nosan Belibam. Rashi taught us that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has hidden from man the time of death. No one knows when he will die. It is a decree from HaKadosh Baruch that a person may not know the moment of death. Even we have this very prominent story with David HaMelech. David HaMelech, he asked HaKadosh Baruch Hu, please tell me the day of death so I can know, I can prepare. So Hashem said to him, I will not tell you. No way, Hashem said, so at least tell me the day of the week. So Hashem said to him, fine, I'll tell you, it's going to be on Shabbos. And then Hashem said, Shabbos, I'd rather not die on Shabbos. Maybe you can extend it, postpone it until Mitzvah Shabbos, Shabbos, Nichil Shabbos. It's not necessarily a good thing to die on Shabbos. Hashem said, no, already it's the time. It's that itself very important. Less than the time of Shlomo HaMelech. It's not proper that someone else's time has come. You know, it fits very well into this pasuk. In the pasuk of Yisakol, also Yafa Beitah, and I didn't see a Chazal that makes that connection. But Hashem said to David that already the time of Shlomo HaMelech has come. And being that this time has come, it's impossible. I cannot let you live longer, even one more moment. And the pasuk alludes to that here. Pasuk Yidalv says, "Sakol also Yafa Beito." Everyone has their time. Gam es what?
That was death. How
did
they carry him?
Yeah, that was
halachas right. with the kikar and the tinok is muksa. Dead body is muksa. You need a kikar and tinok and a chanami of all of these different issues. That's right. Okay, but we hear the pasuk that kol osu yafav itay gamis oilam nasan b'libam. This whole story of David and Melch really is alluded to in this pasuk. Hashem made everything yafav itay. It was Hashem's time. It was the time for the changing of the guards, where David was to die, Shlomo was to take over, and that moment in time, Hashem said that David is Nelam. It is secret. It's something which you may not know. It's a gezer. The Gemara does not really give an explanation. Hashem does says gezer hi milafanai. It's a gezer milafanai that a person may not know the moment of death. cannot be known. It's a secret. A person may not find the time that Meirosh V'yad Sof alludes to David and to Shlomo. For David, it was the end. For Shlomo, it was the beginning. Rosh is the beginning of Shlomo's Malchus. Soif is the end of David's Malchus. I was listening to Rabbi Lamb at the last Chag HaSmicha. So he said, for you, the news is Musmachim, it's your spring. For me, it's my autumn. he was retiring. What? No, he said it's your autumn. For you it's the spring. For me it's the autumn. Here I am. I think when he made that speech, they were searching for a new candidate. Already they had a new candidate for the new president, Richard Joel. But there's a whole episode of David HaMelech is really alluded to in the story again. This pasuk again over here, you have the Rosh and Sof, you have Yosef. Be'itoy Hashem says that the set time of the changing of the guard, and that moment, Gezerihi Melefona Yitznelam Es Ho'ilam. So Rashi is following in that interpretation. Rashi is telling us that a person that's a Gezer for Kodesh Baruch Hu, that a person does not know the time of death. And the reason why Rashi explained to us, the reason why Hashem made it that way is because a person knew when he would die, he would plan his life accordingly. And if a person would have control to plan his life accordingly, it would not be to the benefit of the world. People would be selfish. They would take care of themselves. I know exactly how long I'm going to live for, and therefore I'm going to work it out with my financial advisor exactly to plan accordingly. And that's not what? What do you mean? What? You leave all, whatever it is. But it's not to the benefit. It's a selfish. Rashi seems. What?
Yeah. 1,600
already today in the morning.
It didn't even open.
Okay, it's scary. Can you hold it? Can
David's man was not his own. David's man was from Adam. Right.
David's man was in a that's Kabbalah.
He couldn't go past a certain time, but then where would he get the extra day from home?
He could not go. Okay, but that's in Yoni Kabbalah. That's how he. These are in Yoni. What? In hindsight, we look back.
Did he know he had 70 years?
Did David know? Obviously not. The Gemara in Shabbos makes it clear that he did not know exactly how long he would live. He knew it was Shabbos, so he tried. He tried to outsmart the Satan. He tried to learn until the Satan
interrupted.
Shalom Aleichem. What's your name?
My brother.
Oh, Shalom. Your brother, Marilyn. Welcome.
Shalom Aleichem. Give him a temporary pass.
Welcome to New York.
Away from the heat.
Okay, so we have over here David. So we have over here the Rashi is telling us that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made the world in a way where a person does not know when his end will come, so he should not be selfish. If a person knew when time would come, he would plan his life and would not take into consideration the benefit of the world. Being that a person does not know when he will die, therefore he plans as if he's never going to die. And that, Chazal says, for the benefit of the world. Person builds a house believing he's going to live another 50 years, and little does he know that his time has come in a very short period of time. So who now is the one that's going to benefit from the home that he built? His relatives, his descendants, his Yerushim. So the world derives benefit from the fact that a human being does not know when his time has come. That's the very simple interpretation of Rashi. Now Rashi then goes on to the next, and the next pasuk, and he says, therefore yodati atochil tzin v'nelam eis ha-pikud, it's concealed, it's hidden the time of death. If a person doesn't have to think about the future, don't think about the future. Be happy with what you have. A person should just be happy with his portion in life while he is in this world. Alright, let's see in the Targum. Targum Pasuk Yud Beis. The Targum says, Omar Shlomo Malka Baruch Nevua. Okay, that's already itself is a mouthful. Now what he's saying now over here is with Ruach HaKodesh. Yedais arum les tobohon. I know that it is so. Yedas means I know. Arum means that. Les tov bohon. There is no benefit, greater benefit for man. Bivnei enoshar concerning mankind. Arum Elohein, except L'michtei, to rejoice. Now here's an amazing pasuk. When it says toiv, is to rejoice, as is in the Torah. Simchas Torah. This pasuk is very much associated with the Yom Tov of Shmini Atzeres, when we have the minhag for the last 400 plus years to convert it into a holiday of Simchas Torah. Elohein l'michtei, to rejoice b'chedvas oiraisa, the joy of Torah. Ulemeva tov b'yomei chayohi, and to do good in the days of his life. So first of all, when it says the word bum means, according to the Targum in the Torah, when we learned Rashi, when we started off, I asked you the question, what is the translation of the word bum? According to both Rashi and the Mitzudos, bum means in his life, in the days of his existence in this world. Ein tov bum. There is no greater benefit for man bum in his existence, in the life, the time that has been allocated for him in this world. Kim l'smayach, to rejoice. Going back, Rashi means to rejoice in his life, in his portion. To rejoice in the portion that Hashem has granted him. The Mitzudos, again, going back to the Mitzudos, he said to rejoice. Doesn't really say what the joy is. Concerning mankind. While he is alive. So Bam, it seems, according to the Mitzudos, is translated as Bibnei Ha'adam. Ki ein toiv Bam among mankind. Again, going back to Rashi, Rashi says, I'm sorry, I made him say, Rashi also says bibrios. Both Rashi and the Mitzudos translate the word bam in reference to human beings. The greatest benefit they can do is to rejoice in the portion that Hashem has given them in this lifetime. The Targum says, less tov behon bivnei enosha. So I apologize. It's also according to bum means humanity, but this joy is l'smoyach, is not like Rashi and the Mitzuda says in reference to their lot in this world, but rather the simchas haTorah. The law says to be chayav, and to do good in this world. Okay, let's go to the next pasuk. Pasuk Yudgimel v'gam esa v'gam kol ha'adam. Furthermore, kol ha'adam sheyachal v'shasa. Man should eat and drink, v'ra'ato b'chol amalo, and see good in all of his toil. If you do find a person that eats and drinks and enjoys this world, you should be aware, matas elokim, it is a gift of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Okay, we all know that the people, unfortunately, they work their whole life, and then they don't have the time to enjoy it. A person is blessed to enjoy the work of his, the product of his labor is nothing less than a gift. Let's see the Mitzudah Stav Pasuk Yud Beis Yadati. I'm sorry, Pasuk Yud Gimel. The Gam Kol Ha'adam Af Mi Shaloi Hiskil Zos Mi Daitai. A person that has not become wise Mi Daitai Ki Im Tivoi. A person does not come to this conclusion intellectually, but it came to him by accident. Hashem, his heart has guided him, directed him. Sheyoichal v'yishteh, to eat, to drink, v'lirois toiv, rotzu laymar, livkor lasoit tzedakah v'chesed imachoyin shekovatz ba'amol yegia, to do the right thing with the wealth that he has accumulated. Matas Ratzalaimar Zehu Matonamin Hamokon Baruchua Shehucha Kain Bitiva. If a person finds himself that he's a good person, he has a natural inclination to do good and to use his money to do chesed, it is a gift that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given him. Some people they give tzedakah because they make a calculated decision that it's the right thing to do. And other people, they give tzedakah because they have rachmanus. They have just a good nature. So it says here that if a person has that good nature, even though he does not have his chokhmah, would not guide him to give tzedakah, the good nature of giving tzedakah, that itself is a gift, because ultimately in Olam Haba he will be binene from the fact that he was good and kind. Okay, let's see Rashi. There is no Rashi. Let's see the Targum. Pasuk Yud Gimel. Targum says v'uf. V'uf means also. Kana enosh v'yechol v'yishtei v'yichzei ta b'yom b'yomei. Any human being that eats and drinks and sees good. I'm sorry, there is Rashi? Oh, yeah, you go yourself. V'ra toiv toiro mitzvah. Okay, v'ra toiv, he sees good. According to Rashi, Rashi says, any human being that eats and drinks and he sees toiv. So the toiv is toiro u'mitzvahs. And the Mitzudos did not say that. The Mitzudos says, sh'yoichal v'yishte v'lirois toiv. He doesn't say... He gives staka, right. Doesn't say that the toiv here refers to toiro mitzvahs. A person is... Livchor lasa is tzedakah v'chesed. Okay, that tzedakah v'chesed does not say refers also to Torah. It's not a contradiction, just a different focus. Okay, let's see the Mitzudos, the Targum pasuk gimel v'uf. V'uf means also. Kol enosh, any human being, the yechol v'yishtei, which eats and drinks, v'yechzei ta b'yomei, and sees good in his lifetime, v'yachsein livnoi. Here is where he adds in something that's not in the pasuk, and he bequeaths livnoi to his children be'idan mosei, at the time of death. Now, where in the world does it say that in the pasuk? All it says is she'yoichal v'shasa, he eats and drinks v'ra'o toiv b'chol amolo. So it seems that the toiv b'chol amolo is the ability that he has something left over to give over to the next generation. That is a very great gift.
Well, toiv means children.
Toiv means he's translating toiv as children. Okay.
Toiv as children, and b'ra toiv b'chol amolo, he can give to his children kol amolo.
All of his, to give to his children all of his toil, all of his hard work. V'ra toiv, that he sees the ability to give over to his children. V'yachsei livnoi b'idan mosei, kol tarchusei, all of his... No, it's not chachma. You're saying over here that a person that then this world that eats and drinks, in other words, that's benefits from his hard work, and he also has the gift of, Hashem has given him the gift that he's able to give over from what he has worked to the next generation. We discussed this last week. According to the Gemara, that's a curse. According to one opinion of the Gemara, the fact that
supposed to use everything?
Every last penny.
Right.
Every last penny. If you leave over one penny in your bank account, that's a curse. Because it means you have worked for nothing. You have worked for someone else. The next generation, that's their problem.
Right.
I remember once hearing a person did a shidduch. So they asked, I mean, it's easy to say. And the person said to the two mechutanim were talking. They said, so what's going to be, who's going to support them? They don't have parnasa. So the other one said to the other, Hachai noiseyes atzma. That's a term in the Gemara. It's a pretty radical thing to say. That's a term in the Gemara when it talks about carrying on Shabbos. That if you carry another human on Shabbos, if you pick up a person in a place where there is no Erev, so we all know that if you pick up an object, you carry more than Dalet Amos, that's a Chi of Misa, that's a Chi of Skila. One of the Lamed Tes Malachas. Let's say you carry an animal, or you carry a person. So there's no chiyuv karis, there's no chiyuv skila. That's why, because it's not considered you're carrying the person. A person, he shifts his weight. A person is assisting. When you carry another human being or an animal, that other creature is moving its weight to assist you that he should not fall. So it's called a chai, a living creature, noise carries es atzma. So this person, he borrowed that, he used that term as a borrowed expression, that you don't have to worry what's going to be the next generation. The next generation will carry themselves. You have to take care of yourself and not worry what it's going to be for the future. We mentioned the one of the Amroim said that he worked his whole life and he left over a small amount of money, a few dollars, and he viewed it as a curse because he here has worked, he spent time in this world working in order to give over to someone else. But according to the Targum, it's not a curse. According to the Targum says this is a very great gift. A person has the satisfaction that when he leaves this world, he's giving over to the next generation. It's matas elokim hi. He eats, he drinks, the ra'ah toiv. What is the toiv that he sees? B'chol amalo. The amal, his toil, is that he's able to give it over to the next generation. It's nothing less than a gift. Back to the Targum, and he sees the idan mosei kol tar husei matno de is yehivas le min kodom Hashem. Who, this is a gift that has been given to him from none other than HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Okay, let's go to the next pasuk. Yachson means to bequeath. The word yachsein means to bequeath. Yichos, it means to inherit. Yanchil, to give over to the next generation as a Yerusha. Pasuk Yudalit says, Yadati ki kol asher yasehu elokim hu yihye le'olam. Everything that Hashem has done, it will be forever. Olav ein lohoisif umimenu ein ligroya. From what Hashem has done, you cannot add and you cannot diminish. V'hu elokim asa sheyiru'u milifonov. What Hashem has done, it's all for the purpose that a person should fear Him. Now, there's a lot going on in this pasuk, and there are numerous interpretations. So let's go slow. Let's first start with the Mitzudos David. Yodati. I know. What do I know? Ki kol asher yaseh. He doesn't even translate the first words. Ki kol asher yaseh, everything that yaseh elokim, everything that Hashem has yaseh has done, hu yihye le'olam. Kizeh hashiur shehigbil hu, what He has limited. The laws of nature are set. There is no room in this world for deviation from what has been established at the time of Ma'aseh Bereishis. Olav al zevi hashiur ein biyad mi lehoisif ve'ein biyad mi legroya. So what Hashem has done will be le'olam. So simply according to the Mitzudos David, it appears that the word le'olam means forever. Okay, that's an important point, because I'm going to show you soon another interpretation that the word le'olam means something different. But here it means le'olam forever. Le'olam vo'ed ulenetzach nitzachim. The laws of nature that Hashem has established at the time of Ma'aseh Bereishis are set. Nothing is going to change. Oh, we have a principle called Nishtaneh HaTeva. That's a big problem. That's a contradiction to this Chazal. We all do know that there's something called Nishtaneh HaTeva. Things, scientific facts that were true in time of the Gemara are not true today. It's part of how, what the term is a very dangerous term, how the world evolves. What? Evolution, how the world evolves. How different creatures adapt to their environment in order to survive. So we have to understand that that's not necessarily a contradiction. That's all built into nature. Built into nature is a certain room of room to overcome certain difficulties. But that's still all part of the rules of nature. Hu yihye le'olam. Okay, the next words of the Mitzvot are, and you can't add, you can't diminish. Now the last few words, the pasuk, stick out. They don't really flow into the end of the pasuk. V'lokim asa sheyiru milifanav. Now what does that mean? So here the Mitzvot says, Omnam. Ma she'asu elokim b'zeh hashi'ur lo asu'u kein lichavonas to'alto. This that Hashem created the world with the set rules, He did not do it for His own personal benefit. Ki im leman yiru habrios milufanav v'lo yimru pif. The only reason why He created this world is that the creatures should fear Him and should not rebel. V'rak b'zeh hashi'ur who mavo, this shiur is a mavo, is a forward, is a path. El hayira v'lo b'shiur zulaso, and there is without any other there is no other measurement. In other words, im ki anachnu lo neid ohu zehu, and if we do not understand it, zehu mikoitzer hadas, if we lack understanding of why this shiur is the way to come to understand the Kadosh Baruch Hu, it's due to our lack of understanding. Okay, so what he's saying over here is that the world, the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu made the world, is the perfect environment for us to come to fear Hashem. If Hashem would have made the world differently, then we would not achieve the goal of fearing Hashem. Now, let's take a step back. We all know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world. One of the things Chazal say is Hashem created the world with the Shem Shakai. Shin Dalid Yud. It's the Shem Hashem that is etched on the Tefillin. What is the significance of the word Shakai? It's Nutrikin. It's an acronym for Sha'omar Le'olamoy Dai. Hashem said to his world, enough. Now what does that mean? So Mefarshim explain, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave the command the world should be created, the world was evolving. It was evolving at a state where if it would have continued to evolve, it would have been obvious that there is a creator. We live in a world of Hester Panim where we don't fully appreciate, we don't. If a person wants to deny the existence of a creator, the door is open for him. It's not clearly obvious to an average person that there is a creator. You have to have emuna. You have to look beneath the surface to realize that there is Hashgacha Pratis and there is a creator. But when HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, the Bria, the earth, the heavens, all of the various creatures, they were evolving to a point where it would have been clearly obvious beyond the shadow of a doubt that there is a creator. The earth was, that's how the earth was accelerating in Maisa, in part of the evolution of the world. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu then at a very precise moment said, stop, die. Sha'omar le'olamai die. Hashem said to the world, stop evolving. I want the world to remain at this point where I am hidden, I am concealed. So in other words, it's a very important point. Bereishis bara Elokim es ha-shamayim v'es ha-aretz. The word Elokim is midas hadin. Then we have later on in the Pesukim, b'yom b'ro Hashem Elokim as shamayim v'aretz. The time when Hashem created. And here we have two words, Yudke Vavke and Elokim. Yudke Vavke is Midas Harachamim. Elokim is Midas Hadin. Rashi tells us, Hashem ideally wanted to make a perfect world of Din. He saw the world could not exist with pure Din, so he had to join, partner with the Midah of Rachamim. But the common denominator of both Din and Rachamim, Hashem, Yudke Vavke, and Elokim are their words of creation. They're the start button, the green button. The Shem Shakai is the stop button. Okay, you have a start button, a green button, and a red button. The start and the stop. The Shem Shakai is the stop. It's the stop order in creation. Three different names. Start, two names of Rachmanis and Din, and stop. Why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu need there to be a stop, a shakai? Because if the world would have continued evolving, it would have been too easy for man to live in this world. We mentioned last week, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to do good to his creatures, to the neshamas, and bring them into Gan Eden, and Hashem saw, if the neshama would be allowed direct entry into Gan Eden, the neshama would have no pleasure, because it would feel shame. I do not deserve. It's nama de kisuf. Gan Eden would have been bread of embarrassment. When you don't feel you've earned your keep, you are ashamed. So Hashem created a world of Hester Panim, of concealment, for a person to have free will to choose what is correct, and by choosing what is correct, he earns his passage into Gan Eden. Now, the Neshama in Gan Eden feels satisfied that he has earned his place in Gan Eden. But if this world would have been a world where it's obvious that there is a creator, then that defeats the purpose of creation. The world has to be a place of Hester Panim, of concealment, so a man has the free will to exercise the free will in having faith. In order that there can be faith, Hashem had to issue a stop order in the process of creation. The stop order is the Shem Shakai, Sha'omar Le'olamoy Dai. Hashem said to his world, enough. Stop right here, do not continue evolving. And that is why the tefillin have the Shem Shakai etched upon, the Shin, the Dal, the Yud. Because as we mentioned many times, the concept of tefillin represents the theme of Hester Panim. Tefillin are black. We mentioned them are black. Black is the color of darkness. Darkness, you don't see HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the opposite of Or. Vayom Elokim Yehi Or. Dark, black means darkness, concealment. Inside the tefillin is Hashem's name. Hashem's name is doubly wrapped. It's in the Parashios. There are 21 Shemos in each, in the Tefillin Shalyan and Tefillin Shalrosh, for a total of 42. And each of the Parashios is first wrapped in a piece of parchment and then put in the Tefillin, which also serves the double wrapping. To fulfill what it says in the Pasuk, V'onochi haster aster panai, I will conceal myself. Okay, the tefillin we mentioned goes on the same place of the head where the goyim had the custom to gash themselves over the loss of life. When a person were to die, the Amoreim would take a knife and would cut themselves, pull out their hair and cut themselves in that part of the head as an expression of frustration and mourning over the loss of life. We are commanded in that same place where a non-Jew, a person who has no faith, we are supposed to exercise faith in the darkest of times. The darkest of times is the moment of death. So everything about tefillin all points to this concept of called of hester panim, of Hashem's hiddenness. Hashem hides himself from us in this world. Hiddenness is what?
By shakai, you can stop the ball, you mean without that there would have been a perfect world in the sense of climate would have been always beneficent and terrific.
Well, that also, that's
is that what that means?
Not necessarily. That could be part of it, but what it means is it would have been so obvious. The science of the world would have been different than what we have today, where the world would be speaking. It would be clear as day that there is a creator. There's no room for doubt. It's hard for us to picture this because we don't have that world. But when Hashem gave the command, the world should be created. It was, according to this approach, it wasn't a moment. It wasn't the Big Bang. It just happened. Okay, the Big Bang also means that it expanded. The world, there was a process of evolution. I know it's a very dangerous term, but it was part of creation. The world evolved. Things began to form, to develop. And it continued. It was, the world was continuing to evolve more than what we have today. The world would have been a very different world. Part of that evolution was where it would have been clearly obvious, beyond a shadow of that, just like we know, there is 1 plus 1 equals 2, and there's no room to doubt, to question that. Am I correct?
So far?
There's no room to question certain facts of life.
You can't prove it.
What? Okay.
Take
whatever, any basic given, something which is accepted to be a building block of understanding in this world, which is a given in this world, there's no room for doubt. That is how the world was continuing to evolve with regard to understanding that there is a creator. There is a creator. There is a Ribbono Shel Olam who has given you a command. A malach. Does a malach have free will? That's debatable. But generally, on a very simple level, there is no free will. They're told to do something. They have no choice. They must fulfill HaKadosh Baruch Hu's command because it's obvious. They're in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That is how the world was continuing to evolve. Evolution continued. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu's put a stop to evolution. The stop order is Shakai. Sha'omar le'olamai die. Why would HaKadosh Baruch Hu tell the world to stop when it's going, everything is going so well, it's a beautiful project? Because Hashem says there has to be free will. There has to be free will, and I don't want it to be too perfect. I want you to contribute. I want you to be my partner. I want you to have pleasure in making the right choice, earning your kibun olam haba. Shakai is the stop order. It's where Hester Panim came into existence. And that is why Shakai is the name that is etched on the Tefillin Shel Yad and Shel Rosh. Shin Dalet Yud. Because that's what Tefillin is all about in Shakai. So here is exactly what the Metzudas is telling us over here, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world. The whole purpose of this world is perfect. But the question is, but the world could have been, Rashi, the Metzudas seems to be saying, but the world could have been more perfect. What do you mean the world is perfect? It's not perfect. There are many problems in this world. Talk about even a person, a bris milah. Because the Baruch Hu wanted a person to have a bris milah, so why did he create a person with a foreskin? Why do we have to go remove this something superfluous? If it's not perfect for a human being to have a foreskin, so why did a person have this? So that's what the second half of the Pasuk says. The world is perfect when you know what the purpose of the world is. When the purpose of the world is, V'lokim asa she'yiru milafanav, to give man an opportunity to fear him, to exercise his free will and have Yirah Shemayim, then you understand the world is perfect. But if you're going to look at the world, the purpose of the world is not shayiru milafanav, the purpose is not to fear Kadosh Baruch Hu, the purpose is to have a good time and to have pleasure, then you got a very big problem. The world is not perfect. Then they would appear there should be additional things that are missing in this world, and there are things that don't belong in this world. There are things that we should be able to take away. We should be able to take away tragedy, take away all the natural disasters, which are all things which should be taken away. And there are things that we could enhance our lives. You know, free internet service would be a start. There are a lot of things that can enhance the world. Yeah?
Is there a concept of looking forward to Hashem pushing the start button again?
No, it appears not. It appears not. You want to say when Mashiach will come and then there will be a perfect world? I think it means a perfect world in that we'll be able to exercise free will. But no, I think the stop order Shakai doesn't exist anymore.
What about the problem? You know, you talk about shame, right? That the soul will be ashamed it didn't earn anything. What about the shame when you look back over your life and you see all the times that the yes
you made mistakes?
Beat you?
So that's tshuva. That's another concept. That's a whole different. That it's pechet and tshuva and onish and charata. Okay, so this is the idea again. The pasuk according to Rashi is Yodati ki kol asher yasu lekim hu yihye le'olam. It will be forever. The rules of nature are forever. First of all, le'olam according to the Mitzudos is le'olam is forever. That's number one. Number two, the world is a perfect world. All of upon this world that the rules that Hashem has set ein lohaytzif umimenu ein legroya. Really? The Mitzudos asks the question, really? It's a perfect world? Not so perfect. I can show you many flaws in creation. Oh, that's because you don't understand what?
We made it.
No, not me. Not. That's the chiddush of the Mitzudos. This is a chiddush, saying very big chiddushim. No, it's a flaw that appears to us, not that we made, that Hashem made. The Gemara says, if Hashem wants a person to have a bris milah, so why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu create this superfluous foreskin?
What?
Oh, that's the answer. So, but if not for doing the mitzvot, so what is the positive? This is a perfect world. It's not a perfect world. Hashem made the world perfect for a purpose.
Almost perfect, so that we should.
We should be mashlim. But it's saying it's perfect. It's perfect for our purposes. That's what it means. Allah ein lo haytzmin ein legroya. Why? So that v'elokim asa. Don't make a mistake. It was the reason why it's perfect is because sheyiru milvav. This is how the Mitzudos Tavit learns. It's a very, I think, it's a very deep interpretation of the pasuk. It's not a simple way, because otherwise, what is the pasukim? What's going on over here? As we're going to see, Rashi says something very, very different. What is the mitzvah of you doing again? That's really what he seems to be. Some readers will go over some of these words again. V'rak bezeh hashiur. This shiur, the way Hashem made the world, the way Hashem could have made it different. Could have made things a little bit different. There could have been a world where there's no hurricanes. There could have been a world where people don't get sick. There could have been a world where certain diseases don't exist. No. Hashem made a world for a purpose, because these are all opportunities for man to grow and develop. They're opportunities, they're not problems. V'rak b'zeh hashiur hu mavo. The exact precise way Hashem made the world is a path forward. El hayira. V'loy b'shiur zulasa. If Hashem would have made the world in a different way, then we would not have achieved the goal of fearing HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Life would have been too easy or too hard. It could be too hard also. If the whole world, if we have a world where you struggle your whole life to for Parnasa, there's no time for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You're not going to even come to realize. It has to be a perfect balance. If we don't understand it, we think, oh, well, Hashem, you know, make life a little bit easier, a couple of things, you know, take away this, take away that. Just take away this one disease. Take away this one disease, and then I think man will have a certain yishuv hadas, will be able to serve you better. That's because we are limited in our understanding. Zemi kaitzer hadas. cases, a very profound insight into the pasuk from the Mitzudas David. Now let's see Rashi. Rashi is very different. Yadati, ki kol asher asa HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'masa bereishis. Rashi makes it clear that we're dealing over here. The Mitzudas didn't say the word ma'asa bereishis, but it's clear from the Mitzudas that he means it as well. Hu roi lios le'olam. Again, the same thing. He translates the word le'olam meaning forever. Le'olam vo'ed le'netzach nitzachim. Ve'ein lishanoso. And we cannot change it. The rules of nature will not change. Lo b'toisefes, lo b'giro'o. Not in adding and not taking away. Now, here is the new novel interpretation of Rashi. Here's where he's deviating from the Mitzudos. Oh, but you'll find that there are times natural disasters. There was a Mabul. That's not the way Hashem made the world. Hashem made the world that the world should be inhabited, not the world should be destroyed. There are hurricanes, there are times, and he talks about the time when even the sun and the moon stopped during the time of Yoshua. He quotes here Chizkiyahu and Ochaz. You're right. You will find in history events when the natural order has stopped. Uchashen nishtano. And when the world did change, the laws of nature changed, you know why that happened? People should get afraid. Sometimes it's a wake-up call. A wake-up call, for example, Okyanus Parats Gvula Bidoha Enosh. The Okyanus is a Chazal Medrash. The Okyanus either means the Mediterranean or the Atlantic. It breached its borders the days of Enosh. The Dar Enosh was destroyed. A third of the world was destroyed. We don't have, the Torah doesn't even record this. We know about the Mabul, we know about the Migdal Bavel, but we don't know about this thing. This is pure Chazal that the Okyanus Paratz Gevuloi Bidor Enosh Rehitzef Shalishoy Shalom a third of the world. Why did Hashem do this? Because mankind became very evil and they needed a wake up call. Another example. Shivas Yamim Nishtanu Hiloich Chama Bidor Hamabel. Now he says over here something very bizarre. You don't come across this too often. This Chazal that during the time of the Mabul, the sun rose in the west and set in the east. Hashem reversed. When did you hear that before? The Mabul took place for 40 days. So there's a Chazal that says the whole world was bottled. The whole world came to an end. The sun and the moon, the stars didn't operate. Period. I think there is such a Chazal. But it's quoting a different Chazal. No, there was order. There was Seder in Churban. Just like the Maral. I'm called a big Maral man. Just like the Maral says when it comes to the Pesach. Why is this called it a Seder? Famous, why is it called a Seder? Because there's an order to miracles. Even though a miracle is totally L'mayla Miderech HaTeva, Hashem has a cheshbon. There's a system to a miracle. Rashi is telling us something very profound. What?
Chaos theory.
What does that mean, chaos theory?
There's an order
to chaos. Nothing just happens alone. So the same thing is true when it comes to Churban. That's what Rashi says. The Mabul, during the Mabul, even there were 40 days of rain, 40 days of flooding, but during those 40 days, 7 of those days, there was a calculated order where the sun would rise in the west and would set in the east. Try to explain that scientifically. Okay, this is probably a very big challenge to a scientist to figure out if such a metzius. They can explain a lot of things, but can they explain this?
Maybe your rotation reversed.
So yeah, I'm sure there must be some scientific theory to explain what this means, how the earth, something happened where the sun would rise, and that all was part of what brought upon the Mabul. The Gemara says Hashem took out a star. There were two stars Hashem removed, which changed the magnetic pull. That we can understand. You take away one star, the whole magnetic pull, everything changes, and there can be a major storm. But here it says, why did Hashem change Teva? Kidei sheyiru milufanav, to awaken man. Another example. In the time of Chizkiyahu, when he healed, Hashem caused the day to the sun to go back 10 hours. The clock went back 10 hours. Chama chozra le'achoydecho eser malos. 10 steps, 10 marks on the sundial, Bimei Chizkiyahu, and another event which is not recorded anywhere in Chazal. This is according to the event that the sun went back 10 hours. That's recorded in the Psukim, in Melachim and in Yirmiyah, but it doesn't say anything about the next one. Bimei Ochas Aviv Niskatzer Hayoyim V'Nisrabe Halayla B'Yom Moso, on the day when Ochas died, the sun set immediately. Because if the sun would have remained in the sky, they would have eulogized Ochos. And Ochos was a very evil man. And they did not want to give cover to such a person, which would influence Klal Yisrael to continue in his ways. So the sun set prematurely, Kedei Shelo Yehei Nispat Kol Nispat. Called Zeh, all of these changes in the laws of nature are for one purpose only. Kidei sheyiru milafanov lefich for ein tov adam lasaik ella b'mitzvaysav uliyare milafanov. If a person has to focus his whole life on fearing Kadosh Baruch Hu, so we view the pasuk to Rashi. Yadati ki kol asher yaseh lakim hu yelo. Everything Hashem done, all the laws of nature are forever. The laws of nature are etched in stone. Olav ein lahosif umimenu in legraya. Oh, but you'll ask, but I'll show you in history there were times when the laws of nature were broken, were violated. You're right. Hashem makes exceptions. Not like the Mitzudos. The Mitzudos says makes no mention of ever being an exception. Rashi says there were exceptions. You know why there were exceptions? Because man was too complacent. Man was too comfortable. Man needed to be shaken up. When you do find that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is being mishan at the tev of the Olam, V'olokim Asa, he makes exceptions. Sheyiru milifanov. And this Chazal, this Rashi is quoted, the first thing they quote when Rachmana Litzlan, you hear about an earthquake, tsunami, earthquake during the time of the Chafetz Chaim. There was a massive earthquake in China. There was also an earthquake in Yerushalayim, where things happened, terrible things happened in parts of the world. Even recently, it was in Japan, there was a terrible explosion. In China, what happened? Two things happened yesterday in Japan. And China, there was a plane that blew up, but I think yesterday there was a very big... There was another
American military base.
American military...
There was gases, nitrogen...
And what happened? Exploded.
Explosion.
How many people died?
They didn't say anything.
Wow. Okay, but in China, there's a terrible thing. So when these things happen, why? So we just read about it on the news. Big deal. How does it affect me? Right? Next item on the news. So the Chafetz Chaim, all the Gedolei Yisrael saying what?
Natural disaster.
Not, yes and no. I mean, you know, no one's planning for these things. But let's talk about an earthquake. An earthquake, or talk about a tornado or a tsunami, things like this. So how do you deal with this? How many people died in that tsunami in Indonesia? A few 100,000 people died. How do you deal with this? So the answer is, this is not normal. This is not the way the world works. This is not expected. There should be an earthquake. There should be these terrible things. So the answer is, Ha'lokim asa. There are times when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mishane from the nature, kidei asa shayiru milafanav. It's a wake-up call. It's a wake-up call, as Rashi explains. Rashi's interpretation in this pasuk is clearly a way to deal with any natural disaster. To change from the derech of Sheteva to awaken us to Yirah Shamayim.
How does the Shoah fit into that? The Shoah is not a natural disaster. So how does it fit into God's picture of what you're saying here?
The Shoah, the Holocaust.
The Holocaust, right. Or any...
No, there's no one that has an answer to that question.
That was
a little bit different. The Shoah was, I mean, that was directly against us. That's a human being.
It was a wake-up call.
It was a wake-up call. I don't know.
About Hiroshima explosion of reactor atom, it was also...
That was war. Hiroshima was part of war. That was a decision that was made. That was a decision made to whatever. Okay, let's now take a look at the Targum. Yes, Tov Me'od. The Medrash says the Malach HaMavis. Tov the Yetzer Tov. Tov Me'od is the Yetzer Hara, or Tov Me'od even is death.
Perfect, it means.
Okay, that's a medrash. Okay, let's focus what we have over here. Let's see now, take a look at the Targum. Pasuk Yudalit. In the Targum, third way to look at this Pasuk. Yodati, so here he says, Beruach Nivuah. Okay, so again, the Targum is very fond is very fond of the word Beruach Nivua. It seems whenever it says in the pasuk Yodati, I know. How do you know, Shlomo? Prove it. Prove it. I can't prove it. I only know this through Nivua, prophecy. Arum called Yaveh Hashem Olma, everything that Hashem has done Olma in this world. Okay, now he adds over here something that's not in the pasuk. Bein Tov Levish. Doesn't say that in the pasuk. Everything that Hashem does in this world, whether it's good or whether it's bad, called the iskazami pumehu yehei, everything that is decreed from HaKadosh Baruch Hu's mouth. Okay, everything that is decreed. What about this? Yehei leolam will be forever. So here we're describing a very fundamental difference between the Targum and the Targum and Rashi and the Mitzudos. The Targum is not describing science. The Targum is describing events. When a person has a good fortune, he's successful, gets a great job. Person suffers a loss, health or whatever it is, good and bad. Things that are just pure accident happen to be in the right place in the right time. HaKadosh Baruch Hu v'ashkocha pratis brought you there to achieve this. That's what it means. Yadati ki kol asher yaseh elokim. What Hashem does today to man, not the rules of science that have been established at the time, as Rashi clearly says, the time of Maaseh Bereishis. We're dealing with events. It will be l'olam. Whatever Hashem wants, whether it's good or whether it's bad, it's going to be l'olam. His decree will be l'olam. He elaborates. Kol disgazar mipumehu yehei l'olam. His decree. You cannot get out of HaKadosh's decree. Alohi les reshu. There is no reshu, means power. Rishus, there's no power. Ligvar, leosafa, umine less rishus ligvar levatzara. There's no power for a man to expand. If it's only meant, you're only meant to make $100, you're not going to make $100 and one penny. If it's meant to get $100, you're not going to make 99.99 cents. You know, it's not going to happen. You get exactly umimenu less reshu legvar levat sarah, and from it there is no power for a person to diminish. Okay, so fundamentally different interpretation we're dealing over here. First, it's yodati; it's not a scientific fact. The coin to Rashi and the Mitzudos can very well be science, pure science. Go to a laboratory, you learn the rules of science, and that's the way the world is. You can come to that conclusion. Nothing's going to change according to Targum. It's Ruach HaKodesh. We're not dealing with science; we're dealing with events, and whatever is meant to be is going to be, and the person cannot get away from it. Now we go to the next half of the pasuk. Uvi'idon diyesei. Now then he goes further to say uvi'idon, and at a time diyesei puranusa be'olma, when we find in this world puranus comes, Hashem hu de'avad, you should know that it's not an accident. Any bad thing that happens in this world, Hashem has done so. Begin so that the yid chalun b'nei enosha min kadamohi, so that man should fear HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Okay, now let me tell you a fourth interpretation of this pasuk, and that is the word le'olam. Whoever said le'olam means forever. Some commentators translate the word le'olam mean for this world. In other words, the pasuk is telling us, don't think for one moment where you have any understanding of Hashem. Hashem is way beyond a human being's comprehension. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is so infinite, you can't relate. We all make a mistake and we always paint Hashem in our limited understanding of man. Like they say this about Lahavdil Elif Alfei Havdalos. Okay, I once heard Beryl Wine spoke about this. He says, go look in history, what Yashka, what did he look like? So you go through history, all the various paintings, the famous paintings of the depictions of Yashka. It's always the people living in that generation are taking themselves and projecting themselves upon something abstract. Okay, that's what the goyim do. Unfortunately, we're also guilty of this to some degree, where we project HaKadosh Baruch Hu in our image. What is HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Well, we think of, what do we think is to be the ideal for us? and whatever we think to be ideal for us, those are the rules that HaKadosh Baruch Hu operates on. Hashem operates on an expanded version. Hashem is us on steroids. That's how we look at HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The best that we can possibly be, that's HaKadosh Baruch Hu, plus a little more. That's pure Epicursus. That's pure Epicursus to say such a thing. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is totally infinite. Everything that we see is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu has done in this world. And that's what the pasuk means. Yadati, kol asher yasehu Elokim. Everything that Hashem has done, hu yihyeh, it is done le'olam, for this world. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has created rules and has applied those rules le'olam to this world. This whole world that we see are things that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has applied, but that does not reflect HaKadosh Baruch Hu. One more time. Kol asher yaseh Elokim, everything that Hashem has done, hu yihyeh le'olam, hu yihyeh, it is made, custom made le'olam. But Hashem Himself, Allah here means the Ribbono Shel Olam Himself, ein lehoisif u'mimenu ein legroya. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is so infinite. Okay, there's a little bit of a liberal translation of these words, but on HaKadosh Baruch Hu is so infinite, it's not within our realm to relate to, because anything that we can relate to, we can think about adding and diminishing. Anything that this is coming to define the limitation of a human being. A human being, one of his greatest limitations is that anything that we relate to, we can expand or we can subtract. A human being does not have the ability to grasp something that is infinite. That is beyond this, because we are, by in essence, limited creatures. So anything that's limited, we can imagine it being a little bit more, a little bit less. And everything that we look at in this world is along those same lines. But the concept of being infinite is not something a human being can possibly understand. This is very deep philosophy. Human beings don't have an ability to really understand the infinite. And Allah, concerning HaKadosh Baruch Hu, ain lahoisef. You can't do more, because when you're infinite, that already includes the max. Umimenu ain legroa. So what about this world? What about this world? This world is a world where you can add and you can diminish. You can have more wealth, less wealth, better, less. If Elokim also, Hashem created a world, like this goes back to the Mitzudos, Sheyiru Milafanov, so that human beings, which are limited, they can relate to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and they can fear HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They need an environment which is similar to their existence, to human beings. Since a human being is a creature which you can expand and you can contract, so Hashem needed to make a world that also can expand and contract, can add and can become less, can wane, can wax. That's what a human being needs. But don't be foolish to think that HaKadosh Baruch Hu also follows those set of rules. Hashem is infinite. Hashem is all of Ein Lachaysef Mimenu Ein Lagraya. So we're doing, we're taking the pasuk, we're starting with the given. The given is there's something called infinite, and there's something that's not infinite. A human being is not infinite. Therefore, it is, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is infinite. And therefore, it is impossible for a human being to relate to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And therefore, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu Gesundheit made a world, so man should come to relate to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem created a world that a person can use as a tool to relate to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but don't make a mistake and think that this defines HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yodati ki kol asher also yaseh Elokim hu yihyeh. Hashem that has made it, He has made a world that is le'olam. Hashem has made a limited world le'olam. But Allah, Hashem Himself, ain le'chaysev ain le'groya. So why didn't HaKadosh Baruch Hu make a limited world? Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to be good to man, to give man an opportunity to fear Him, so man needs a proper environment. Ve'elokim asa sheyiru milafanav. So sach hakol, we take away out of the pasuk four nahalchim in this pasuk. The parish of the Mitzudos and Rashi, we're starting with that point, is that the pasuk is defining nature, defining the laws of science. The laws of science have been established from time immemorial, from Maaseh Bereishis, and according to the Mitzudos, when the pasuk goes on to say the world appears to be an imperfect world. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is so great. Why did He make a world with so many problems? There's so many things that don't make sense. You're right. Hashem made a perfect world for a purpose. The world is perfect when you know what the purpose is. The purpose is Elokim also Shir Milafanav. Now the world is perfect. Hashem gave us the opportunity to do things in this world. According to Rashi, that's not what the pasuk means. Elokim also means HaKadosh Baruch Hu made a world of nature, but sometimes He breaks the rules of nature. Why? To shake us up. To make us remember there's a creator. According to the Targum, we're not discussing the world, the laws of nature. We are describing events. HaKadosh Baruch Hu caused the stock market to go down, and He caused the stock market to go up. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, He caused these things. Why does HaKadosh Baruch Hu cause good and bad? And when bad things happen, when bad things happen in this world, when Hashem brings about an event in the world that's not pleasant, also sheyiru milifanav. And according to this fourth interpretation, we're discussing the word la'olam means this world Hashem created. Everything Hashem did was for the purpose of creating this world. But Hashem Himself, don't you dare try to superimpose, to project your limited self in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem is way beyond our understanding.
You need to be part of this world.
What?
The Olam is Olam, and then there's Hashem. So it's not, has nothing.
But unfortunately, we're all guilty of this. We all try to imagine that Hashem operates with our rules. We figure that we are egocentric. We're the perfect, and if we're not perfect, so we're just a little bit off. But we can understand what perfection is. We know our flaws, because we know our flaws, so we know what perfect is. So Hashem is perfect. So we give Hashem the benefit of the doubt. That's foolish, because we're limiting HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is way beyond. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is completely infinite. It's not good to go, as the Chazal say, it's very dangerous to go and to delve very deep into understanding Hashem. The Gemara talks about the four people who went into the paradise. And three of the four did not come out
unscathed.
Because we really, don't go there. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us enough to work with. He gave us enough to work with in this limited world, but to fool ourselves in thinking we understand HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that is a very great chesaron, and that's what the pasuk alludes to.
And the people had the era of Hashem, because this happening, the people got effect of era.
Yeah.
The people had this era after this tragedy that happened in the world.
Yeah, yeah.